1930. Teen 30, brought to you by the Frankfurt American High School Radio Club and presenting the top sounds of the day along with the latest in sports and social news in the Frankfurt High School area.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
This is John Moore speaking to you live and direct from AFN. Assuming the exams didn't really get you, and you're still in the same condition you were in last week, we're spinning out the discs you requested on your poll. Later on, you'll hear from Liz Greenfield with the social news and Ed Baer with the sports. But first, let's take that sure cure for all exams, Love Potion number 9.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack.
Into your piggy banks and start spending all those pennies you've been saving for so long. There are many things you can buy with them, but there's only one way you can vote with pennies, and that's to drop them into the boxes under an ugly man's picture, which will be posted in the main lobby starting Monday. Whichever club gets the most money wins it all. On January 30th, the Pep Club will sponsor the Ugly Bug Ball. The King Beats will be on the high school auditorium bandstand at 7:30. And now for a song with a title on every Ugly Bug's picture, going out to Ricky and Francine in Heidelberg and Tom, Come See About Me by the Supremes.
Bear here with this week's sports news. Last weekend, the Golden Mat men traveled to Cape Town to meet the Raiders. In varsity action, the Eagles won by the wide margin of 38-16. On Saturday, they kept up Frankfurt's undefeated record and beat Cape Town by a score of 31-19. Outstanding in last weekend's varsity matches were Terry Brennan and Bill Baum. In JV competition, things were a little closer as the junior Eagles tied Cape Town on Friday night with a score of 28-28. Ray Reese won the match for Frankfurt on Saturday when he pinned his man in the 135-pound weight class to give Frankfurt an edge of 4 points over Cape Town, raising Frankfurt's score to 30 and leaving Cape Town with 26. Mr. Sparks, the athletic supervisor of all American schools in Europe, said that the Frankfurt wrestling team looked very strong. This weekend, the Frankfurt JV matmen will meet Karlsruhe there while the Golden Boys travel to Mannheim for their matches. The results of last weekend's basketball games were disastrous for Frankfurt. On Friday night, the Eagles dropped the game to Wiesbaden by a score of 94-71. On Saturday night, Wiesbaden won again by the safe margin of 72-47. Outstanding for Frankfurt on both Friday and Saturday nights was Dawn Scheer. The Frankfurt JV split with Wiesbaden last weekend, leaving them tied for first place. The Eagles lost on Friday, but came back strong and won on Saturday. According to Mr. Luthmers, the whole team played well, but Larry Phelps was especially outstanding. This coming weekend, the Frankfurt Eagles will meet the Cape Town Raiders in the high school gym. The boys will be looking for your support at their games. Don't let them down.